So we've got Matt Johnson, 5440, on the phone with us. How you doing today, Matt?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Have you guys played Timmins, I guess, not recently, eh? Ever?
Not recently. Oh, boy. This is where I need my bass player, Brad. He's the memory of the band. I'm not sure. I think we've played there before, but I don't think it's been in at least a decade.
Oh, wow. So it'll be a nice little trip up to Northern Ontario for you.
Exactly, yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Now, you guys, I mean, since the band started in the early 80s, you joined them in the mid-80s there, it's pretty much been non-stop. The longest gap, I think, between your albums was the one this year and, like, 2011. Otherwise, like, no more than 3 years. What keeps a group of guys motivated and inspired for so long to just keep putting out new stuff?
I think we consider ourselves artists and a recording act, and of course, our live show... we count on and we enjoy as well, but we really feel you can't have one without the other, and we think it's symbiotic. It keeps us motivated and gives us, when we record new material, it gives us motivation to, and gives us a deeper meaning to go out on the road and tour. So we've always had that in us, and we just make it kind of part of our criteria as a band and as a working band.
So with the album this year, are you going to be playing a lot of that at Stars and Thunder, or do you have a festival set of all your old hits?
Yeah, we do like a festival set. So, and we'll do some new songs as well. But after spending all those months recording and writing and recording those songs, you definitely want to play them live. But they're kind of peppered throughout the set. It's mostly our older material.
Do you prefer playing the festival set versus a tour for an album? Or have they been much merged into the same kind of set now?
We kind of make them... It's really tough for us if the set times are short. Like, if we have, like, a 40-minute set or 45-minute set, one of our poor children just won't be able to get played that night.
Right.
We have a standard set we do where we like to include, you know, as many of our most popular songs as possible. But if we're constrained by time, then we have to somehow drop some of those songs, which is kind of tough. So a short set is harder to write. Playing much longer just makes it easier.
And I guess when you're on your tour, you can kind of dictate how long you play for until the sound guys come and say, okay, we're tired, we're going to bed.
Yeah, you know, we see people streaming out, and, you know, we try and call them back. But usually we call them back with Ocean Pearl, and they all come running.
Right, yeah. I mean, no one's walking out on that song, for sure.
No, so exactly.
How do you decide, or who decides? Is it a collective effort? Do you have one guy that gets designated for what's going to get dropped or what's not going to get played or what you're going to add maybe this time that you didn't do last time? How does that come about?
Dave, our guitar player, is our set list writer, and he'll come up with some options, and we just kind of decide on the spot, you know. And there is a rotation. We try and rotate songs in and out, give them a rest, bring them back maybe the following summer or something like that. But it's really based on what Dave comes up with, and then we'll sit backstage and kind of feel it, you know, and kind of go, oh, you know what, I think this audience might want this, you know, rather than that, and we'll go from there.
Do you guys...
Well, if it doesn't go well, we always blame Dave, so it's fine.
I guess that's the joy of having one guy do the list, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, when you guys are at a festival and you're sitting backstage and trying to get that feel, perhaps, do you go out and stand side stage, go into the crowd and get a feel for the energy beforehand? You watch the other artists?
Festivals, we'll definitely... We enjoy playing with some of the other acts, you know? Like, we don't get to see it, you know, a lot of these bands are our friends, so we, you know, it's one time during the year where if we're on the same bill, we can get to see them play and then maybe hang out a little after the show or something and say hi. So usually at the very least we'll stand side stage and heckle them, and or if it's a band we've never seen, you know, we've played over the last few years, you know, we've played with like Boston and REO Speedwagon. These bands are like kind of, you know, classic rock mainstays, and so it was absolutely fabulous being able to, you know, watch them side stage and stuff. And yeah.
Now, you guys are playing on the Saturday with the Beach Boys headlining. Have you ever played with them? Have you shared the stage with them at all?
Never played with them, no. That's going to be very exciting as well. It's incredible. I mean, I'm not sure who's left with what, you know, band members and stuff are left with them. But on the other hand, you know, they're just, it's an iconic band. We were able to play with the Rolling Stones a decade ago, and that was incredible. So this will be a nice feather in our cap as well.
So, you know, being, you know, a band that's been around since, you know, the 80s and stuff like that, what have you seen industry-wise that's kind of changed if you look at it from today, whether it's from a recording standpoint or a promotional standpoint or technology standpoint? What do you think the biggest thing that's changed for you guys or for you even personally?
Other than hairstyles? well, I think recording used to be kind of an elite undertaking, you know, whether it was you had to go into a big studio. The equipment was really expensive, so to actually record music took a lot of know-how and a lot of money. And now, of course, most people have same quality that we had, you know, 20, 30 years ago in their bedroom. And then the time, you know, by the time they finish the song, they can release it instantly to the world. So that in itself, I think, is incredible. And I think it gives burgeoning artists a lot of power to be able to create that quickly and that cheaply, and then they can be quite robust with you know how many songs they write and record and release. It's just totally up to them, and the limitations aren't up to you know, a record label or a contract or anything like that. So I think that is probably, you know, one of the biggest differences.
Do you miss the atmosphere of the big studio recording sessions, though?
There is a certain vibe to it. We do go back. We usually record parts of our record in big, in larger studios, especially the initial tracks, initial drums, and so on. And there is a, I don't know, there's a certain vibe to it, which lends itself to, you know, you've been kind of in the woodshed with these songs for months and months, and then it feels good to kind of, you know, go into a big studio and say, okay, here we are, and, you know, now let's do this for real.
Right.
There's a certain vibe that you're not going to get with, you know, doing it in your bedroom night after night, for sure.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. I know our news reporter, Mackenzie Reed's from the island out there, so she's really excited to see you guys play.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so she's like, you're the band she wants to see. Out of everybody come and playing, she wants to see you guys. So she's from
the... Oh, that's great. No, this is one of the shows we've got circled in our calendar. We are really looking forward to this.
Sweet. Well, we look forward to seeing you, and it's going to be a great festival, and can't wait to have you guys here.
All right. Well, thank you very much.